TUC Radio, San Francisco. Time of Useful Consciousness. Comedy special with Will Durst, Rene Hicks, Bill Santiago, David Rovics, and Drew Dellinger. Behind every terrorist, there is a bush. Recorded live at the Herbst Theater in San Francisco at a benefit for the International Inquiry into 9/11. This is part two with America's premier comedian, Will Durst. Singer-songwriter David Rovics opens with Operation Iraqi Liberation.
In an effort to put satirists out of work, the administration has taken the policy of pre-satirizing all material. But we will not be cowed. But they actually did, along with many other things, have briefly a different name for their invasion of Iraq, and they realized their mistake and changed it quickly, but not quite quickly enough. It's a sing-along. We've got a situation, and it calls for a solution that upholds our domination of the planet. We're gonna make our case, and we're gonna make it well. And if you don't like our logic, you can it. We'll use impeccable intelligence from any country in the world, as long as we all see eye to eye. And if we don't find quite what we need, we know what to do. Just look into the camera and lie. It's Operation Iraqi Liberation. Tell me, what does that spell? Operation Iraqi Liberation. O-I-L. You can join me. Join me in the next chorus. We'll lie about the missiles and the nuclear research. We'll lie about uranium. We'll build military bases and smile for reporters as we give away bubble gum. We'll lie about Bin Laden, his connections with the Saudis. We'll lie about 9-1-1. We'll lie about the Baathists, their connections to Al-Qaeda, because we know there's none. It's Operation Iraqi Liberation. Tell me, what does that spell? Operation Iraqi Liberation. O-I-L. We'll lie about the North Koreans, and we'll lie about Iran, and don't mention Israel. Keep those nuclear weapons out of this song, and we'll all get together swell. And we'll liberate these people, we'll liberate their money, we'll liberate their soil. We'll liberate their harbors, we'll liberate their airports, and we'll liberate their oil. It's Operation Iraqi Liberation. Tell me, what does that spell? Operation Iraqi Liberation. O-I-L. One more time. Operation Iraqi Liberation. Tell me, what does that spell? Operation Iraqi Liberation. O-I-L.
Okay, now we have, this is fabulous. This man, I love and adore him, and his mind, his body, his soul, especially his body. He's a hottie. He's a hottie, really. And he said that very simply, he has twice been fired from the San Francisco Examiner. Of course, after, Gray Davis, we like to call it recall. We don't like to say fired, so he was recalled twice from the San Francisco Examiner, and he is just back from reporting on MSNBC for the primary in New Hampshire. Please welcome to the stage, Will Durst.
How about a hand for Renee Hicks and the job she's been doing tonight?
Thank all of you for coming out. Gorgeous theater, gorgeous group of people. My name is Will Durst. I'm a political comedian, which means sometimes there's nothing going on and I'm screwed. But not now. And I have you, the people of California, to thank. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, we're all so proud, aren't we? California is once again the Wizard of Wacky. Of course, he's got that tenuous relationship to politics with his marriage. I still don't understand what that's about. I think it's phase one in a genetic experiment to breed a bulletproof Kennedy. That's the only thing I can think of. Have you seen her? She looks like Skeletor's great aunt. And poor Gray Davis, I still don't understand what he did. Yes, he's got the charisma of kelp. Yes. But that's not malfeasance. He said there was going to be a deficit. There was a deficit. Bush said there was going to be a surplus. There was a deficit. I guess Gray missed the part where you invade Oregon. They're harboring trees of mass destruction. Clinton came, and it just reminded me how much I miss Bill. Yeah. Well, I'm a comedian. Come on, for 8 years, I didn't have to write material. I got it delivered to me at 7 a.m. every morning. All I had to do was edit. President of the United States does not believe oral sex is adultery. Cool. President said so. Oh, and he lied. Oh, my God. No, not that. President lied. Gosh, what's that make? 43 in a row? Besides, he was a lawyer. They weren't all lies. I never had sexual relations with that woman. He's pointing at Helen Thomas. That one. He was being specific. I'll be honest. I think Bush needs an intern. I do. Viagra, something. The war is going according to plan. Then it's a really shitty plan. We had to go. We had to go. Had to go into Iraq because George Bush knows something nobody else does. So I guess we can rule out trigonometry. No, we went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him. We got the invoice right here. Just trying to sell him the extended warranty. Weapons of mass destruction. What a load of mucus crap. Everybody's got weapons of mass destruction. That's all McDonald's makes is weapons of mass destruction. And what about poor North Korea? Hey, we get a bomb too. Shut up. We're not talking to you. We're part of the axis of evil. You're just one of the hubcaps. Besides, what's your delivery system? A musk ox? No, we get a two-stage rocket that can hit California. California, really? We should talk. And you couldn't have two more divergent personalities. I mean, Tony Blair and George Bush. You listen to Blair and you wanna believe, you know. We fervently believe and extremely confident that our contention that Saddam possesses voluminous amounts of weapons of mass destruction will eventually be borne out to a decidedly drastic degree. And then you hear Bush, bring it on! Woo! Either you're with us or you're against us. Who wants a piece of me? It's like good cop, drunk cowboy cop, you know? Boo, boo. It's not that I think Saddam was a good guy. I mean, he's not, you know. But you don't even hear weapons of mass destruction. Bush is going to appoint a commission. He's going to investigate himself. Geez, I wonder how this is going to turn out. Oh, it turns out mistakes were made, but we don't know who made them. Probably Clinton. All you hear now is, he's a bad man. You know what? There's a lot of bad men out there. George Steinbrenner's a Let's liberate the Yankees, for Christ's sake. It's a liberation of our oil, which somehow got stuck under their sand. And I never understood the preemptive war. I just don't, I mean, in Vietnam, you know, because I grew up in the 60s. Well, not really. I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We didn't get the 60s, what, 1974. But, you know, it was the rhetoric of this one that just drove me nuts. How do you negotiate with a madman who says, your tanks will swim in a sea of eyeballs? What? And that was Bush. I mean, ask him anything. Mr. President, what about Medicare reform? What about stem cell research? What about the economy? Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq. Yeah. Yeah, it's all Saddam. Saddam. I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah. Just ask my dad. And, sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Definitely $100. They figure $600 billion rebuild Iraq over 10 years. $600 billion. We're giving them universal health care for life. I'm with Kaiser. I'm moving to Baghdad. And how are we going to pay for the $600 billion? With a tax cut. Now, I know I'm just a schmuck comic, but can someone tell me where it says 4 minus 7 equals 8? Well, the American people want a tax cut. Well, duh. The American people also want drive-through nickel beer night. The American people want to lose weight by eating ice cream. The American people love the Home Shopping Network because it's commercial free. American people can't even conceive of suicide terrorists. Well, how do they get paid? Is that a union thing? I don't get it. And say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany. Russia and China are holding hands. He is a uniter, not a divider. Or a multiplier. The German justice minister said that Bush's tactics were Hitler-like. Let me do that again. German Justice Minister Bush, Hitler. We just get called a Nazi by Germany. That's not good. No, I looked it up. That's not good. It's like having a drug intervention hosted by Robert Downey Jr. And Daryl Strawberry's driving the van. Whitney Houston slumped over registration. Sorry, that was for me. And the Canadian Prime Minister's Director of Communications said that Bush was a moron. Moron. I've heard international insults before. I don't know about you. You know, they're usually tinged with a touch of diplomacy. Moron! And I don't think it's right. I think it's gone too far. I mean, how dumb can he be? He wasn't elected and he's president. I think he's special. He's our special commander-in-chief. Apparently attended Yale on the little bus. I gotta say, though, I don't understand his fiscal policy. I mean, we're in the middle of a recession, and his plan is to give tax cuts to the wealthy. Well, you know, what you're doing, man, is you're giving money to the rich. Rich already have money. That's why they're rich. Give the money to the poor. They don't have any money. That's why they're poor. Give the rich a hug.
Well, no, see, you don't understand. We give the money to the rich, then they spend it, and it trickles down to the poor. No, they're not going to spend it. They're going to hang on to it. That's how they got rich. The poor will spend it. That's why they're poor.
Besides, I'm tired of being trickled on. Did you guys have fun in New Hampshire? It's nice being back in warmth, isn't it? We were in New Hampshire, and we were at the Kerry thing. It was when he won. Jeez, he's scary looking. I'm sorry, man. He looks like the Lincoln animatron that escaped from the Disney Hall of Presidents. And Dean, I just like Dean. You know, I like this meltdown. It was passion, you know. We're going to go. We're going to go. We're going to tell jokes in San Jose and Oakland. And then we're going to go to Sacramento. Yeah. I just kind of like that. You know what it's like for people like us. Being on the outside, kind of looking in, it's not pretty. I have a lot of faith in America, though. I really do. I think we're pretty strong. We're pretty resilient. We made it through 8 years of Clinton. We survived 2 terms of Reagan, 2 Bushes, a partridge in a pear tree. As long as we can keep Congress out of the mix. Of course, the only thing I've done in the last 5 years has been to rename Washington's National Airport after Ronald Reagan. The guy who fired all the air traffic controllers at once gets our capital's airport named after him. You can't make stuff up like this. Go ahead, try the Michael Jackson Daycare Center. No. Mattel's Al Gore action figure set. Uh-uh. The George W. Bush Mensa application. The Henry Kissinger fact-finding commission. Larry King Live. ABBA's greatest hits. Oh, wrong crowd. Microsoft Works. Fox News.
You forgot Martha Stewart.
Yeah, you know. It's, you know, she got caught selling stock before its time, you know. Oh, my God. Who hasn't? You know, I mean, who on that street has not done that? She just drives me nuts because, you know, there's some families need 2 incomes. Just put food on the plate. And then you got this socialite twit making housewives feel guilty because they can't find the time to carve a 2/5 scale model cream cheese replica likeness of Mount Rushmore on a President's Day, you know. Oh, bite me, lady. And then at the end, look what I made. You didn't make squat, Martha. Everybody knows you got 20 Vietnamese women backstage begging to go back to work for Nike. She beats me when the camera lights aren't on. I don't know how Bush gets away with it. I really don't. He just says stuff. He just says that he's an environmentalist and people buy it. People, he's an oil man. Environmental oil man is like a vegetarian butcher. You know? Of course, everybody wants to be environmentalist now, even the hotels, you know, because they don't want to wash your sheets. So now suddenly they're environmentalists. But they call him. He copped the education candidate thing on Gore. And you know, when he was governor of Texas, they were 49th in education. That means they were either kicking Alabama or Mississippi's butt, but not both. On his campaign website, his number 3 goal was putting education first. Speaking in front of a teacher's convention, he asked, is our children learning? Yes, he said the problem with the French is they don't have a word for entrepreneur. So remember, you got to vote, because if you don't vote, you can't bitch. And I'll try to do a lot of bitching for all of us. I want to thank Carol for putting this on, and I want to thank you guys for coming out. And we'll see you again.
So we're passing the bucket around. So while you are putting money in there, we're going to get some more music going, because it always helps to have music to give money to. Now, that's why when you're shopping, they always play music. See? Because it helps you to take it out your pocket. David Rovick! The Strong Silence!
Well, I think... It's good to set dates for things, and I say that the revolution should be this coming May Day at noon. I think noon is a good time to begin, because in Miami at the FDAA protests, we tried to start at 7, and, you know, it didn't work out. People, the 5 o'clock thing was pretty good. It was a time I'll always remember. I could never forget how reality came down around us like some Western movie set. And when the dust all settled, the sun shone so bright, and a great calm took over us like it was all gonna be alright. That's how it felt to be alive after the revolution. From Groton to Tacoma, on many a factory floor, the workers talked of solidarity and refused to build weapons of war. No more will we make missiles, we're gonna do something different. And for the first time, their children were proud of their parents. And somewhere in Gaza, a little boy smiled and cried. After the revolution, prison doors swung open, mothers hugged their sons, the Liberty Bell was ringing when the cops put down their guns. A million innocent people lit up in the springtime air, and Mumia and Leonard and Sarah Jane Olson took a walk in Tompkins Square. And they talked about what they do now after the revolution. Debts were all forgiven in all the neo-colonies. Soldiers left their bases, went back to their families. A non-aggression treaty was signed with every sovereign state. All the terrorist groups disbanded with no empire left to hate. And they all started planting olive trees after the revolution. George Bush and Henry Kissinger were sent off to the world court. Their plans for global domination were preemptively cut short. Their weapons of mass destruction were inspected and destroyed. Battleships dismantled, never again to be deployed. And the world breathed a sigh of relief after the revolution. Solar panels were on the rooftops, trains upon the tracks, organic food was in the markets, no GMOs upon the racks. And all the billionaires had to learn how to share. Bill Gates was told to quit his whining when he said it wasn't fair. And his mansion became a collective farm after the revolution. And All the political poets couldn't think of what to say. So they all decided to live life for today. I spent a few years catching up with all my friends and lovers, sleeping till 11 home beneath the covers. And I learned how to play the accordion. After the revolution,
After the Revolution by singer-songwriter David Rovics. He performed with Will Durst for the comedy special Behind Every Terrorist, There Is a Bush. The MC was René Hicks, and the producer was Carol Bruyer. This was a benefit for the International Inquiry into 9/11. You can find information on the ongoing independent inquiries into 9/11 on www.deceptiondollar.com. That's www.deceptiondollar.com. I hope you have a pen handy to take down a phone number. You can find more information on the comedy special with Will Durst, René Hicks, Bill Santiago, David Rovics, and Drew Dallinger on TUC Radio's website, www.tucradio.org. That's tucradio.org. Look under newest programs. You can get information how to order a copy of the complete one-hour comedy special by calling us. TUC Radio is listener-supported and free to all radio stations. Your tape order really helps us stay on the air. Call us toll-free anytime at 877-TUC-TAPE. For information on how to order, you can get your tape or CD by mail or credit card, by phone, or on the web. Our toll-free phone number 877-TUC-TAPE translates into 877-882-8273. Time of Useful Consciousness is an aeronautical term. The time between the beginning of oxygen deficiency and the loss of consciousness. Time for the pilot to save the plane. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening. Give us a call.